There's only one reason that we do not have an agreement as yet, and that issue is spending.
That's Republican House Speaker John Boehner on the stalemate over the budget and the looming government shutdown as of midnight tonight. Senate Majority Leader Democrat Harry Reid says this is not a fight about spending cuts, but about ideology. He says the holdup is a Republican push for restrictions on federal funding for Planned Parenthood, but GOP leaders dispute that. Gail Chadwick covers Congress for the Christian Science Monitor. So, Gail, where are we in this fight right now?
Well, it's as harsh language on both sides as we've heard since this whole dispute began. It looks very much like it's headed to a shutdown. You don't see it. They do appear to be close on a lot of points, but the hard line that both sides are taking today suggests that it's going to be very difficult.
Now, help us understand the spending bill that passed the House yesterday. It hasn't not yet gone before the Senate, but how did abortion come into all of this?
Well, it's always been that there are about 65 policy riders that Republicans had wanted to push along with the spending bill, and that this is apparently the last one to be negotiated. It's a very common practice to add little items to any vehicle that's moving, and nothing is going to move as surely as a funding bill as the clock is running down. So Speaker Boehner has said that this is not unusual to make this kind of request, but he also says it's about spending. This is not just the amount that is being spent, but what it's being spent for.
Mm-hmm. So they did reach something of a compromise in terms of amount, but now the holdup really is on what it is being spent for.
That's right.
And in terms of abortion money, what exactly does that entail?
Well, this is funding from a number of sources that go to Planned Parenthood mainly through Medicaid, help to poor families, and it is specifically not for abortion services, which is a significant part of what Planned Parenthood does, but it is for health screenings, that sort of thing, which is why Reid today focused on his granddaughters and said, you know, it has come down to Republicans holding a shutting down government because they want to deny health services to women.
Strong line. Yeah. What jumps out at you about the way this is being handled by, congressional leaders like Boehner and Reid?
Well, I think Boehner has been much more circumspect in the sense that he has not accused the other side of as many things. So the line on him from Democrats has been that he's a moving target, he changes what he's asking for, he's a hostage to the Tea Party, he's a hostage to extremists, and now today, the harshest of all, he's focused like a bullseye on women in America. Now, Boehner, that's not how he negotiates. He doesn't say very much, but what he has said all along, every time that Democrats have tried to describe his negotiating position, remember the vice president last week said that he had agreed to $32 billion in cuts, and the next day the speaker denied it. He said there is no agreement until all points have been agreed on.
Now, we have just a few seconds left here, Gail, but I'm just wondering, does the president have any options? He said last night, you know, the machinery of a shutdown was already in motion. What can the president do? Anything here?
Well, I think he can agree to sign some sort of short-term agreement for more time. He said he would not sign what the House did. The Senate later this afternoon is going to pass, they said, perhaps by unanimous consent, another resolution with nothing attached to it, no spending cuts, no policy riders, simply to kind of level fund the government for another week to try to sort this out.
All right. Well, we'll keep our eyes on it. Gail Chadwick covers Congress for the Christian Science Monitor. Gail, thanks as always.
You're welcome.